Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Lots of gamblers who've seen their dreams shattered by the failure of a running back to gain one more yard or a forward to make a last-second foul shot have likely thought of those athletes as rats. They aren't, of course, which is not to say that some rats aren't athletes.
The Extreme Rat Challenge is held in a large two-story room on campus filled with students, teachers, and spectators. Students line up to wait their turn to put their rats through their paces. Everywhere you look, rats are walking tight ropes, climbing walls, climbing ropes, jumping hurdles, and doing the long jump.
The longest I've gotten her to jump is about 26 inches. I wasn't originally going to do the long jump. It's just been the last couple of weeks I've been trying to do it, and she's doing very well.
That's senior Jenna Bonrenberger talking about her rat Trixie and all the training the two have been through together this semester.
I just like use the clicker to make this sound, and that usually stimulates her to know that there's a treat, and she'll take the treat out of my hand. But of course, she won't do it now. Right now, I'm just trying to get her used to the clicking sound so she's not scared of it.
The clicker training is the first step in the conditioning process in Dr. Marilyn Petro's basic learning class.
Well, basically, we're training the rats to perform different behaviors. And in order to do that, we have to both use classical training, classical conditioning, and operant conditioning.
If that sounds a little dry to you, you're not alone. Dr. Marty Klein, who originally taught the class, came up with the idea for this rodent competition back in 1974. He says he wanted to lighten things up.
Prior to this, I had a standard type of lab where people used little boxes, Skinner boxes, and pressed levers and got pellets. And I thought, you know, that it might be reinforcing for the rats, but the students gets kind of old. So the idea was to make it fun so that people wouldn't need an external reinforcer to get them to do it.
Dr. Marilyn Petro currently teaches the basic learning class. She agrees with Klein that rat competition is a much better way to keep the students engaged while still teaching them psychology.
Come on, you're almost there.
Good girl.
Sophomore Kayla Hauk is working with her rat, Naja Jenta, which means good girl in Norwegian.
Because they're Norway rats, are derived from the Norway rat. And so I thought it couldn't hurt to be something in Norwegian.
Laura Roof and her rat Squirrel are working on the long jump. The rat is placed on a small platform, hears a click, and then is supposed to jump to the next platform. Each time the rat makes a jump, the platforms are pulled a little farther apart.
So how's your progress overall, would you say?
Some days are better than others, obviously. Some days Squirrel is very interested in the treats and very interested in training, and other days kind of lethargic and just not extremely into the training. So it depends on what day, but overall Squirrel's been doing really well. So.
And it's a pretty good day, you'd say?
Today's a good day, yeah.
There you go. Is that time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
On the day of the Extreme Rat Challenge, the students parade into the great hall with their rats on their shoulders. They're wearing lime green T-shirts that say Extreme Rat Challenge on the front. On the back, there's a picture of a rat walking a tightrope over the phrase, I walk the line. As the crowd cheers, Kayla looks a little nervous.
How's Naja Jenta doing on the big day here? Think she's ready to go?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll find out. Find out.
You don't sound real confident today.
Well, since we moved downstairs, she kind of has declined in how she was doing. So we'll see if she gets excited or not.
A panel of judges looks on while Kayla and Naja Jenta try the tightrope. Kayla places the rat on one end of the rope and holds a shaker in front of her to entice her to the other side.
She actually did pretty good today. She got a little bit distracted by the smells of the other rats, but that's normal, so.
Kayla says her rats' times were a lot slower on the wall climb, which consists of a 4-foot carpeted board leaning against a wall. Naja Jenta climbs the wall twice, once in 16 seconds and once in 11 seconds. Kayla says during practice she did it in as few as 5 seconds, but no medals for Naja Jenta today.
Well, Squirrel didn't do as well as the competitors, but Squirrel did pretty well for Squirrel, so we're pretty happy with how she did today.
Squirrel's best event was the lever press, where she came in fourth. Next, they try the long jump, but don't make it to the medal round. Jenna Bonrenberger and Trixie win two medals, a silver in the long jump and a bronze on the tightrope. At the end of the day, Dr. Petro praises the students for their athletic rats, and she gives them some insight on what it means to be a trainer or a teacher.
We see the challenges of learning, the challenges of training, you know, the heartbreak that can come when they don't do it, when you know they can. Remember, that's how your professors feel. When we see these scores sometimes, we go, no, we know they know this stuff. What's going on here?
Dr. Petro says by training their rats, the students themselves become better at teaching and learning because they understand the process. Sophomore Brooke Pernicek puts it this way.
To teach anyone or anything, you have to be patient with it, and you have to learn to make smaller steps, be patient, and you have to adjust it to fit the individual more than anything else. That is the main one, because I saw students who do very different techniques for training than I did, and it worked for their rat, but not mine. So that's why I got out of the class.
For Only a Game, I'm Martin Wells in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Our story of the running, jumping rats in Lincoln, Nebraska will be featured in this week's program. We'll also be updating with our experts this weekend's professional football games, both the ones featuring NFL players and the ones involving college teams. We'll have a story about the Portland Trailblazers as they try to put their dubious recent history behind them and become one of the elite teams in the NBA's Western Conference. Charlie Pierce will let us know what he thinks about Brett Favre's future and various other critical matters. And I'll be speaking with William Knack and Glenn Stout, who have compiled the 2008 edition of Best American Sports Writing for your reading pleasure, they hope. So join us, and remember, you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.